Well, hello there. So glad you've tuned in this week's edition of Heartline, which is the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home in Fresno. The Evangel Home has been ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Your host every week on Heartline is Jim Tuck, this guy right here holding the microphone.
Back to the airwaves. What a treat, as always. And we're in Jerry Brenneman's office again, like we about 98% of the time are. And Jerry is here with me, and it's just the two of us. No guests with us today, no interviews, except just going to be a dialogue, Jerry and myself. And we're going to talk about the banquet, the Evangel Home Banquet, an annual event coming up Tuesday, September 20th. I was going to say 21st, and that's not right. It's the 20th. So, Jerry, let's just begin at the beginning. Time, place, and then we'll talk about the evening, the event.
Okay, and it is a Tuesday night, so it is at the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center in downtown Fresno once again. Starts at 6:30, and we're pretty prompt at getting people out about 8:30, 8:45. Even if there's something going on, we stop it. Well, not stop it, but we speed things along, as you know.
Turn the microphone off.
We flash the lights. And yeah, no, we really want to honor that, Jim, not only for our guests, but for us and for the Radisson. It's kind of like you can go on and on and on, and there's no point to it. People are going to get your message. They're going to get whatever they're going to get, whatever God is going to do, he's going to do before 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I think that is so healthy. I've done my share of public speaking and whatnot in the past, and my philosophy and the philosophy of others that I really appreciate is leave them wanting more. Mm-hmm. If you're going to make a mistake, make it too short, not too long.
Exactly. Somehow our brains and our hearts are tied into our seats, and after if you get too squirmy, you know, it's just, I can't concentrate when that happens to me.
I think there's a wonderfully inventive focus planned for this evening, the generations kind of theme.
Well, you know, we've tweaked that a bit, because how we started with the generations was when I ran into one of our gals and her mother, at the grocery store, and the mother just couldn't say enough about the changes she had seen in her adult daughter, and how wonderful that would be to have the testimony of someone like that mother on behalf of. So that's where we started. But now that we have our special guest who's coming, who's going out, we'll talk about in a minute, I'm not sure if we're going to keep that focus on our testimony. And then we have another guest for testimony that I hope can make it that I want to share. So it's sort of my generational thing is in flux at the moment. It was such a good idea, such a good starting place, but maybe that's what it was the starting place.
It happens.
Rick Alonzo is going to be not our speaker, because Rick is an artist, and I know many people are familiar with him. Whether or not they've all seen him, I don't know, but he is really worth experiencing. He does art on the stage, and he doesn't stand there and paint or draw. He uses his entire body to throw paint, to do things, and to create wonderful, wonderful paintings. You don't know what he's creating. And then all of a sudden he turns it upside down, or he turns it another way, and you have a wonderful picture of Jesus hugging somebody or laughing. It just is incredible what he does. And what he is offered to do for us this year is that the women who give their testimony, he wants somehow to incorporate their story into his paintings. And then we're going to auction them off that night. So I just think it will be a fun, busy, a great evening.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Just I've never heard of Mr. Alonzo before, but your description is tweaking my curiosity, and I was going to be there anyway, but more so.
You know, I just think of this little energy ball on the stage rolling and bouncing and twirling, and that's kind of how he is to me. He is so full of energy and life and light, and just imagining every twist and turn of him adds paint to a canvas.
Is he local?
Yes, he's in the Kingsburg area, and he is local, but he's got really quite a large, you know, group that he's very well known now. So I'm excited about that. And the other thing, Jim, that I'm very excited about, however the testimony is going to be, I'm going to be talking tomorrow with a woman named Michelle that I hope I can convince to come to our banquet. I want to say I'll make a long story short, but I might indeed make a long story longer. I don't know.
Make a long story endless.
Here I go. It involves Michelle was here as a resident in 1993. I was a probation officer in Madera in 1973. And one of the women I had on my caseload was a beautiful young woman named Teresa. And I had kids, and the point of my caseload was the kids I had, rather than send them to the youth authority, the focus was keep them in the community. So you got to do more counseling and more encouraging and more big sister kind of stuff. So one of the kids was Teresa, and at 17, she was always running away. Well, when you're running away, and I'm supposed to turn them in then. Well, I couldn't. I mean, she'd run away and stay with an aunt and some other family in Washington. And I felt, in a way, that was healthier for her because of what she was running from. So I left in 1973, maybe saw her once or twice more. And just one of those kids that was always on my heart, because I thought, when did it ever happen to her? It probably wasn't good. So 1993, we get this woman in here named Michelle. Same last name, same area of the country where she's from. So one day I said, do you know Teresa Davis? And Michelle started crying. That was her aunt. Teresa used to run away. Michelle was her niece. That's where she was running away to, was Michelle and her mother. And so when I said that to Michelle, she started crying. She said, we've never seen Aunt Teresa since 19 whatever. So I had long ago assumed Teresa had probably, you know, died, and I'm sure she has. Anyway, so Michelle is one of those people that I always wanted a chance to do Evangel Home again, because what happened was Michelle was doing drugs when she was here in the program. And we wanted to work with her, but the staff went on a retreat. When we came back, the staff member who'd been in charge had dismissed Michelle. It's like, we had been talking about another way to help people with that issue. So I always wanted a chance to do that again and never saw Michelle again. I thought, oh, here I go. It's like Teresa all over again. And then one day on the Evangel Home Facebook page, I get this wonderful, long message from Michelle. Oh, my heart, I get goosebumps now thinking about it, Jim, because when she tells her testimony of even that day in my office, how many years ago, talking about her aunt, to her that was God. Because she felt, if I didn't care about her, I wouldn't have asked her that. If God didn't care about her, he wouldn't have had her in here. And it just is an incredible witness to me. So I forgot actually where Michelle lives. She's not local anymore. But she's coming tomorrow for lunch. And I'm going to talk to her about the banquet. Because I think to hear her story, and then to have Rick paint it in some way, that's a generational thing. That's a generational chain that's being broken. So maybe you're right. Maybe that whole generational idea that I had in the beginning was the right idea, but the wrong family.
Yeah. Wrong application, or different application, yeah. Isn't that interesting? Well, you know, Jerry, there have got to be so many unpredictable and fascinating generational stories through here over the years. I would think that would be a wonderful thing to look at and see which God presents.
I think I still want to keep doing that. And now to think to have those kind of complicated stories visually done by Rick somehow or other with Jesus as the common denominator, that could just be so powerful. Can you imagine if an artist were to paint your generational, I don't know, just thinking of having anyone do that for us would be such an incredible gift.
Yeah, well, you know, bless his heart. I bet artists could work that out. To me, my definition of art is starting a barbecue and drawing flies. But that's about as artistic as I get.
Abstract art, you hit him with a fly swatter for your other audience.
So anyway, all right, my listening friend, it is. We've got time. We're not going away yet. Tuesday, September 20th. 6:30 p.m. at the Redison. We make a real effort to be finished by 8:30. Sometimes we go as late as 8:45, but we'll get you home in plenty of time for the next work day / school day or whatever. So we would love to have you there.
$30. I forgot. Tickets are $30, which is what they were last year. We don't want to go too much above that. And table seat 10, so it's $300 for a table. There's no price break.
Yeah, so if you appreciate what God is doing here and have a heart for this mission and ministry, then maybe you want to take a table, invite some friends, expose them to the opportunity to be part of what we're doing. And a wonder, should be a great entertainment as well.
And let me know if you want to sit real close to the stage and get splattered by paint. No, I don't think that will happen.
Well,
yeah, I don't. The splatter section.
Yeah, the splatter section and the non-smoking. It's non-splatter. So anyway, put it on your calendar. Call us for tickets, 264-4714. We would love to have you there that night. Got about a minute and a half, Jerry. Let's talk about the needs of Evangel Home briefly. Obviously, we always start with prayer support because we're in warfare. It's a spiritual issue first and foremost, and we need God's prayer warriors undergirding what's going on here. That's a given, but we don't want to in any way de-emphasize or understate that. But there are a lot of physical needs. Cash, of course.
I need to start there, Jim, because that's very serious. As we record, we're in June. We're just hitting the summer months, which are typically our lowest months anyway. The giving between May of 2011 and 2010, we were probably off about 40%. Now, maybe I have to go back and track why last year we did well in May and this year we didn't. If that continues, you know, that's beyond writing an emergency letter. And my hesitation to write an emergency letter now with everything the way it is and the economy the way it is and so many of our churches and supporters feeling that same pinch, we are all in the same boat. So I'm just hoping and praying that there's a whole wealth of new people out there that we need to get involved, because we can't tap over and over and over the people who do support us. But it's very serious right now. You know, we've talked in the past about a contingency plan that if Evangel Home gets in such financial trouble that we have to squeeze things, and that's where we are. We're squeezing.
Start there, my listening friends. You heard it here first. We have needs, and if God will lead you to help, then bless your heart. We're out of time. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to our next time together again here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno. Find them online from anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection at evangelhome.org. The phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. From the radio airwaves, God bless you. Thanks for tuning in this week's edition of Heartline, the weekly radio voice, the RV, from the Evangel Home of Fresno.